It's the Moneyline Show. If you have a question concerning your money, retirement, or estate planning, or if you're simply looking for some direction in investment education, stay tuned. You'll find the Moneyline Show most informative and helpful. Now, here's your host for the Moneyline Show, George Dukovich.
Good morning, and welcome to another edition of the Moneyline Show. This is George Dukovich coming to you from the studios of Today's Wish, 99.7 FM here in Pittsburgh. And a good Saturday morning to you, and thanks for tuning in. If you are just tuning in for the very first time, this is the Moneyline Financial Show. We are here on Saturday mornings at 7:30. We also have a tape replay on Sunday morning, so if you're listening on Sunday, it is a replay from Saturday. My name is George Dukovich. I'm a certified financial planner and registered investment advisor representative with Raymond James Financial Services. Raymond James is a member of FINRA and SIPC, and we're here on the weekends to talk about financial planning subjects that are of importance to you. We talk about a lot what's going on in the markets. We talk about taxes. We talk about estate planning. We talk about important retirement issues. But we always have time. If you have a question, you can call during the program. We won't put you on the air, so you don't have to worry about that early in the morning. You can call in with your question, actually up until about 1 hour after the program, and leave your question, and we'll call you back. The phone number, 412-281-3119. That's 412-281-3119. And the don't forget to check out the website, dukovichfinancial.com. So if you have questions about your financial planning, it covers a lot of different areas, a lot of different subjects, everything from basic investment to estate planning, tax planning, retirement planning, and everything in between, we invite you to call in. And just remember, there's no such thing as a dumb question. So if you need some help or some direction or a second opinion, we invite you to use those numbers to call. Today's program, well, Happy New Year to everybody. Can you believe that? We're in 2019. 18 went by pretty quick, if you ask me. So here we are in 2019. Don't forget to watch how you write your checks, right? You don't want to scribble out the, you know, the 18 and put 19 on there. That has come pretty quick. One check you might want to write, and I've talked about this a little bit on last week's program. There's not a whole lot you can do now that it's a new year to save taxes. Hopefully you did your, you know, selling of securities if you had to generate your capital losses or capital gains. You know, on New Year's Eve, markets were open. You could have done that New Year's Eve. One check that you still possibly have time to write, as long as you have the cash, is that estimated tax payment. Even though we're in 19 now, you still have time. If you think you're going to owe money to the IRS and the state of Pennsylvania, you still have time to make what's called an estimated tax payment. And you have up until January 15th to make those payments. And generally what I suggest people do, you can go online, print out the coupons, and actually you can type in your name and address, social security number and all that stuff with the coupons. If you're going to send in a coupon with a check, make sure you follow all the instructions, but then take the coupon and the check together and make a copy of it for your own records too. You have, like I said, until the 15th of this month to send those in. So it's a good idea, if you owed money last year, probably to send that check in so that you're, you know, not going to be penalized or charged more interest. And again, it's you do have the time. So I would get it done, again, providing you have the cash. Now, if you have to sell some investments or something, you better give yourself a couple days, because Monday is the 7th. And, you know, you only have, what, a week after that to get it in. And by the way, happy Orthodox Christmas to everyone out there listening. I know a lot of Orthodox people around the city of Pittsburgh. Another great Christmas coming up. And guess what? More food, more candy, more cookies, more cakes. Whew. I don't know. We're going to need a break after all these holidays. But that's coming up Monday. So, again, back to the taxes. Take care of those. Make that payment so you don't owe a bunch of money, you know, come tax time. Now, you can make, if you're planning ahead and you're thinking, well, okay, April is when you file your taxes, or they're due by, you can file your taxes earlier once you have your all your information. But let's say you can't file your taxes. You need some more information or something. You do have the ability to file an extension, and you do have the ability to make another payment with that extension. So think about that. Now, that's, you know, 3-4 months from now, but you still have that potential to send in more money in April with an extension. Now, If you owe money, the extension doesn't give you extra time to pay the taxes. It gives you extra time to fill out the paperwork. And like I said earlier, last week I was looking at the new tax form. Looks kind of interesting, 2 half pages. So we'll see how that all plays out. Okay, this show we're going to talk. We're going to look at the scorecard. The year's over. Let's see what happens. So stay tuned. You're listening to the Moneyline Show. My name's George Dukovich. We're going to take a short break here and be right back.
To call in with your money questions, dial 412-281-3119. That's 412-281-3119. The Moneyline will return right after this short commercial break.
Your business is growing. Your needs are changing. Raymond James Financial Advisor George Dukovich is committed to helping you design a financial plan for your life as well as the life of your business. As a business owner, you may be looking to expand, transfer the business to a family member, establish a 401k, or invest in Key Man Insurance. Whatever your needs, they can help. To learn more about their business services, call George Dukovich at 412-281-3119. Located in Pittsburgh in the Strip District. Raymond James Financial Services. Member FINRA. SIPC.
Most people know they need life insurance to protect their loved ones financially, but many use cost as an excuse not to purchase it. Life Foundation spokesperson Robert Miller sets the record straight.
Over the last decade, the cost of life insurance has gone down about 50%. A healthy 35-year-old can buy a $500,000 20-year term policy for about a dollar a day.
Even if your health is not perfect, a policy could be more affordable than you might think. So skip a few meals out, trim your budget, make sure life insurance is part of your financial plan. A message from the nonprofit Life Foundation.
To call in with your specific questions, dial 412-281-3119. That's 412-281-3119. And now, back to the Moneyline Show with George Dukovich.
Welcome back to the Moneyline Show. This is George Dukovich. And again, Happy New Year to all of our listeners. Phone numbers, if you have questions, again, up to about an hour after the program, 412-281-3119. That's 412-281-3119. Toll free, 1-800-400-3119, 1-800-400-3119. And don't forget to check out our website at dukovichfinancial.com. Well, pretty good day on the market yesterday. One heck of a rebound right after one day of misery up and down. It looks like we added a little to the plus side, though, thank goodness. The S&P on Friday closed up 85 points. To close at 2,531. That was up about 3.4% yesterday in one day. And there's a lot of statistics. I know people are nervous about the market, nervous about their investments. Markets go up and down. You have to understand that's what they do. That's the stock market. You got to understand there's fluctuations. Lately, it's been more volatile. But the tough part, if you're trying to get in and out, is if you miss days like yesterday. You had a 3% bounce back, almost a 3.5% bounce back in the S&P alone that day. And if you miss those big bounce back days, it's very difficult to regain a lot of the value you may have lost in the market sell-off. So it's very difficult to time that. That's why most professionals will tell you just ride it out, only take out what you need, only sell what you need to sell when the markets are down. NASDAQ, same thing. NASDAQ, good day in the market. NASDAQ's a lot of tech stocks, and they've been pretty volatile. Apple was hit pretty good this week because of slowdown of cell phones in, I call them cell phones, in China, right? They were down about 10% one day. That stock alone was down about 1%. But the NASDAQ Friday, up about 275 points or about 4.25% in one day. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed at 23,433. Up 747 points. We'll round up a couple points here. 747 points, about 3.2%. So not too bad for the Dow Jones. Another, you know, pretty good day for the markets. Nice rebound to make everyone feel a little bit better about the markets going into the new year. Oil bouncing up a little bit. Oil's up to about $48.20 a barrel. Gold still around $1,280. I mean, hasn't moved that much over the years, about $1,280. Silver, $15.75. Oil, though, $48. It was a little bit lower. Gas prices, pretty good. Actually, gas prices are pretty good elsewhere than in the state of Pennsylvania. But nonetheless, they are going down, and that's going to put more money in people's pockets. Today's program, we're going to look at the scorecard for last year. We're going to see where we're starting. It will take a look at interest rates. Interest rates a little bit lower than what they have been. The mortgage rates, they've dropped a little bit because of interest rates moving down. Actually, one heck of a good employment report on Friday. A big number on the employment report. Blew away what everyone else was expecting. We'll take a look at that. Of course, the scorecard, how did the markets do year to date? You know, what are we adding any runs on the board? Or did we lose a few runs? We'll take a look at the mutual fund numbers here, too. Before we do that, I had a question about Social Security. We do get lots of questions about Social Security because a lot of people are planning for retirement, right? And Social Security is part of their retirement income. Unfortunately, a lot of the studies we've been reading, Social Security, for some people, is their retirement income. There's nothing else. If you're younger, you don't want to rely on Social Security. You need to start setting some money aside for yourself. You don't just want to count on Social Security. A lot of people think, hey, that's the only check I need. No, it's not. You need to have other sources of income when you retire. So, question about Social Security is, once you started taking Social Security, you know, you're collecting these retirement benefits, when can you stop your claim, like have a do-over? Years ago, you could have many years to do a do-over. You could pay back all the money many years ago, but they changed a lot of the rules to Social Security because people were kind of gaming the system and figured out legal ways to get more money out of Social Security. So they changed a lot of the rules. So if something unexpected happens and you've been receiving Social Security benefits for less than 12 months after signing up, 12 months, you can change your mind and withdraw your claim and reapply it at a later date. And you never know. Sometimes things happen. If you're married, you might have, you know, two people collecting Social Security, and you look at your budget, you look at your cash flow, all your income sources. You might say, well, you know what? If I wait, I collected at 62. If I wait till I'm 66, I'll get a check that's about 35% bigger than what I'm getting now, and I'll get that permanently. So sometimes people will make changes. So you're limited to one withdrawal per lifetime. So the only way to get another withdrawal is have another lifetime. But you're only one withdrawal per lifetime. You must repay all the benefits already paid to you or your family member based on your application. So, and you must repay any money previously withheld, including Medicare premiums or income taxes. So basically you're paying back the whole gross check. Because out of Social Security, you know, eventually Medicare will come out and people have taxes withheld from Social Security. And that's a warning to new retirees. New retirees are always getting caught with the notion that Social Security is tax-free. It's tax-free if it's the only income you have. But if you have other sources of income, chances are pretty good your Social Security is going to be taxable. And for new retirees, they're always caught off guard when they do their taxes the first time because they have a tax bill due. Like, what the heck? I thought Social Security was free. And I'm like, who told you that? They started taxing Social Security back in the 80s, and they set parameters and limits back in the 80s. And guess what? They've never been changed. They've never been adjusted for inflation. So you pay tax on your Social Security benefits. On a show in the future, we're going to focus in the next couple of weeks with retirement planning. We'll talk about at what limit are you paying taxes on your Social Security. Okay, stay tuned. We have to take a short commercial break. You're listening to The Moneyline Show. My name is George Dukovich. We will be right back.
To call in with your money questions, dial 412-281-3119. That's 412-281-3119. The Moneyline will return right after this short commercial break.
Your business is growing. Your needs are changing. Raymond James Financial Advisor George Dukovich is committed to helping you design a financial plan for your life as well as the life of your business. As a business owner, you may be looking to expand, transfer the business to a family member, establish a 401k, or invest in Key Man Insurance. Whatever your needs, they can help. To learn more about their business services, call George Dukovich at 412-281-3119. Located in Pittsburgh in the Strip District. Raymond James Financial Services. Member FINRA. SIPC.
Owning your own business is one of the most rewarding things you'll ever do, but it certainly isn't easy. For nearly 50 years, business owners have been getting the help they need from SCORE, all for free.
My score mentor helped me take the first step.
He helped me create a business plan and helped me implement it.
Whether you're a startup or an existing business, Score Mentors can help you achieve your business goals.
Score helped me to make the unimaginable possible.
Visit score.org to get started today.
To call in with your specific questions, dial 412-281-3119. That's 412-281-3119. And now, back to the Moneyline Show with George Dukovich.
Welcome back to the Moneyline Show. This is George Dukovich. Again, our phone number here for you to call up to about an hour after the program, 412-281-3119. That's 412-281-3119. And the toll-free number, 1-800-400-3119. And don't forget, we will call you back, so you can just leave your name and number, like where you're from. Joe in McKeesport got a question about IRAs, and here's my number. You can do something like that. We'll call you back. During the week, you can give us a call. We'll take your questions during the week. We do get those from time to time, and always some good questions there. Interesting questions, one from the past week that I think is kind of important, dealing with real estate and estate planning. A lot of people heading to Florida now, right? Because a lot of retired people will say heading to Florida to get out of the colder weather. And they own a property down in Florida. And then they own a property here. So they always have the question you hear about, you know, trust and probate and issues like that, especially owning property in another state. If you do own any type of real estate in another state other than Pennsylvania, and you have some here too, You probably want to sit down with your estate planning attorney to figure out how you should title that property because there are complex estate planning issues that pop up if you do own property in another state. So if you want your estate to be nice and smooth when you pass away and it settles easy, get organized. If you don't have any type of plan, having ownership of property in another state could lead to a lot of delays and kind of extra expenses when you're someone settling your state. So check that out. I bring that up because that was a question this week one of our individuals asked about. So we said, okay, here's your question. Here's the attorney. Get it done. Get her done. Like, who's that? Larry the Cable Guy, right? Okay, looking at the markets, let's take a look at interest rates to start with. Where are we starting at the beginning of the year? When you look at Treasury rates, you're coming in with a yield of about 2.4% on the three-month Treasury. Remember that, 2.4, 3 months. 6 month treasury about 2.47, 1 year about 2.5, 2 year treasury actually goes down a little bit. It's about 2.4%. It's going the other way. 3 year treasury about 2.35, 5 year treasury about 2.37, 10 year treasury let's call it 2.6. Okay, let's be generous, 2.6%. 30 year treasury under 3%. So you can see the difference between the 3 month treasury and the 10 year treasury. Not much difference there. Now, people say, well, why would I want to tie my money up and to buy like a 5-year, 7-year, 10-year when I could buy a 2-month, 3-month, you know, 6-month at about the same rate? What happens if rates go lower? Those rates will drop too on the short term. If you buy the longer term bond, you're guaranteed that rate for 5, 7, or 10 years. Okay? Everybody always has in their head rates are going to keep going up higher and higher and higher until they, you know, hit the clouds. Remember back in the 1980s when rates were really, really high? What did most people do? Most people put the money in money markets. Nobody went out and bought the longer-term bonds, the 10-year bonds, the 15, the 20 bonds. One person I knew bought the 30-year Treasury bond, paying 12%. He got 12% for 30 years. Everyone else was putting it in money markets. Remember, the money markets were paying 14%. Right? Hey, it's going to go higher. It's going to keep going. Why tie my money up? Well, if you bought the longer-term bond, you would have been collecting from the U.S. government for years. So not much difference, though, between the short-term. They call this a flat yield curve. You'll hear them bringing up that terminology. It's pretty much a flat yield curve. CDs kind of like the same thing, short-term, like 2-3, 2-4 on, you know, we'll call 3 months to 1 year. As you go further out, like 3 year, 4 year, 5 year, you can get over 3% on the CD, and that's what you'd make going out. Now, if you look at corporate bonds, you know, A-rated bonds, you're almost the same area as the CDs. Utility bonds, kind of like the same thing. Muni bonds, a little bit less, but they're tax-free, depending on your tax bracket. If you're in a higher tax bracket, you might want to look at the muni bonds to see what they are paying. So, all in all, interest rates between 2 and 3. I mean, wrap it up. That's kind of like where it is. Now, some of the long-term municipal bonds, if you want to go out 20-plus years, that's when they mature, 20-plus years, you could probably make 4%, a little over 4%. But you have to hold the bond, right? That bond might not pay off for 20 years. It might not mature for 20 years. So that's where interest rates are. Flipping over, let's go to mortgage rates. U.S. long-term mortgage rates fell this week, starting the year with an inducement for people to go buy their homes, right? Hey, lower mortgage rates. And I've been watching certain billboards. Certain institutions will put their interest rates up on the billboards. You can drive by every day. Hey, there's the rate. Look at that. Oh, drive by the next day. Rates lower. Tried by the third day, rates lower. So, boy, that's interesting. The rates coming down, especially after all this hubbub we had with the Fed, increasing interest rates. The mortgage rates have come down, I'm going to say 15 basis points on the 15-year mortgage, from 4 to like 3.85 in a matter of 2 weeks. So that's a pretty good rate. 3.85, that is a decent rate, and you should look to that short-term mortgage versus the 30-year. I know a lot of people look at cash flow, but you should look at that shorter-term mortgage because you'll save 15 years of payments. Think about that. 15 years of payments. You will pay more every month on the 15-year mortgage than the 30, but you'll save 15 years of payments, and you end up saving a lot of interest, a lot of interest. Now, if you're stuck taking the 30-year mortgage, always think about adding at least an extra payment per year, a full payment, full extra payment per year. That will knock off years on the mortgage and save you a bunch of interest, okay? Okay, we're going to take a break here, come back, and look at some of our year-end numbers. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Money Line Show. My name's George Dukovich. We're going to take a short break and be right back.
To call in with your money questions, dial 412-281-3119. That's 412-281-3119. The Money Line will return right after this short commercial break.
Your business is growing. Your needs are changing. Raymond James Financial Advisor George Dukovich is committed to helping you design a financial plan for your life as well as the life of your business. As a business owner, you may be looking to expand, transfer the business to a family member, establish a 401k, or invest in Key Man Insurance. Whatever your needs, they can help. To learn more about their business services, call George Dukovich at 412-281-3119. Located in Pittsburgh in the Strip District. Raymond James Financial Services. Member FINRA. SIPC.
So I'm having this debate with a landlord.
I said, no pets. Can't rent you the apartment.
My dog is not a pet. Look, I'm legally blind. I need my guide dog.
Sorry, those are the rules.
Rules that allow for housing discrimination? So I made a call to HUD. Turns out, landlords must make reasonable accommodations for assistance animals.
If you think you've been discriminated against, call HUD at 1-800-669-9777 or go to hud.gov/fairhousing.
Fair housing is your right. Use it.
A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
To call in with your specific questions, dial 412-281-3119. That's 412-281-3119. And now, back to the Money Line Show with George Dukovich.
Welcome back to the Money Line Show. This is George Dukovich. Again, to our listeners, you can hear a replay of our program on Sunday morning. So if you're listening Sunday, it's a tape replay. Phone number's the same, 412-281-3119. We will be calling you back up to about an hour after the program. So if you have a question, need some help or some direction, give us a call. The markets, how did we do for the year? Well, let's get the scorecard out. Here's the grades are out, all right? So the S&P 500 for the year, for 2018, we were down, I'm going to round off, 4.4%, give or take a few bucks, okay, 4.4%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down about 3.5. The NASDAQ Composite down about 2.85. The Russell 1000 Index down about 4.78. So pretty much all the market indexes across the board were negative for the year. The NASDAQ Composite down about that 9.4. New York Stock Exchange Composite down a little over 11 for the year. The Russell 2000 Small Cap Index down the most. And they were leading the race at the beginning. They're down, you know, about 11% also. The S&P Mid-Cap Index, they were also doing very well, down about 11% too. So some pretty decent sell-offs. Now, it sounds like, you know, you say, well, the S&P down, 4%. Boy, that doesn't sound bad. But from the high point of the year, the reason it feels bad is from the high point of the year, you're probably down in the high teens, talking close to 20%. And then there's some stocks that were down even more, individual stocks that were down more. So that's why people think it was worse than when you look at the numbers, like down 3%, 4%. Well, hey, the market goes up sometimes and goes down. But what happened here, the market was at such a high level, it sold off pretty good. People were seeing their statements, and then statements will be coming out, and they could feel that big drop. Now, as far as mutual funds, how are they doing for the year? Large cap growth funds down about 2%. Small cap growth funds down about 5.8% for the year. Large cap blend funds down about 6.25%. Blend means they have both growth and value in there, just so you know. Mid cap growth funds down about 6.5%. Large cap value funds down about 8.5%. Mid-cap value down about 12, almost 13 for the year. Small-cap value down about 15.5% for the year. Pretty good drop. Convertible bond funds are like asset allocation funds. They were down about 2% for the year, so not too terrible. International funds, how are we doing there? Latin American funds, they were the best performer. They were only down 5.7 for the year. World large-cap stock funds, down about 9.7. Foreign large cap growth funds down about 14. India equity funds down almost 15%. Japan stock funds down about 15% for the year. European stock funds, same story, down about 15 for the year. China region funds down about 19.6% for the year. So the U.S. large cap growth funds down about 2, 3, something like that. China's fund down about 19.6%. Well, how did the bond funds do with all that volatility? Earlier in the year, bonds funds were showing some negative numbers. All of a sudden, with the volatility in the stock market, people, you hear them flying to safety. They fled to safety. They're moving to safety. What are they doing? Buying bonds. So when you buy bonds, there's demand. Prices go up. So who did the best? Out of the taxable bond funds, ultra-short bond funds, on average, according to Morningstar, did the best, up about 1.6%. Didn't lose anything, but you made 1.6. Short-term government bond funds up about 1.1%. Intermediate government bond funds up about 0.5%. Bank loan funds, which are called the floating rate loan funds, they were doing very, very well, but they end up, I'm going to say, breaking even for the year. I mean, I'm surprised. They gave back a couple of points just to break even. What sectors were doing the best? Well, utilities. Utilities up about 2.75, we'll call it, for the year. Healthcare funds, okay, breaking even. Technology down about 3. Real estate funds down almost 6. Consumer cyclical down about 7.75. Financial funds down about 14% for the year. Energy funds, they were down about 16% for the year. Kind of surprising. So a lot of negatives, a few positives. So we'll see how the rest of the year plays out. As we start the new year, which, again, I'm still amazed we are talking about starting the new year of 2019. I'd like to thank everyone for tuning in. Again, Merry Christmas to our Orthodox friends here on Monday that are going to be celebrating Christmas. Have a nice weekend. Take care. We'll talk to you on the Moneyline Show.
And that wraps up the Moneyline Show. Thanks for tuning in. And don't forget, if you have a question for one of the financial professionals at Dukovich & Associates, call their offices now at 412-281-3119 or toll free at 1-800-400-3119. On the web at DukovichFinancial.com, and one of their professionals will get right back to you. Your question may even be included on next week's edition of the Moneyline Show. Dukovich & Associates specializes in retirement, investment, and estate planning for individuals and business owners. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, member of FINRA and SIPC. Dukovich Financial, they help you with your most important decisions. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Dukovich Financial Services, Inc. is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. The views expressed during the Moneyline Show are not necessarily those of Wish Radio staff or management. It's recommended that you consult with your financial or legal professional before making any financial transactions. The content discussed during the Moneyline Show is designed to help the general public increase their knowledge of financial financial planning subjects. The information discussed during the Moneyline Show is not intended as a solicitation or an offer to buy or sell any security referred to here in the program. You should discuss any tax or legal matters with the appropriate professional.